Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Haines Junction, Yukon. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I'm your host, Jolene Billwiller. Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Jam Live. Outdoor concerts, particularly here in the Yukon, are an extra special treat in our short summers, where the sun illuminates the land way past midnight. On July 10th, 2014, Steve Poltz popped by the Junction for a concert outside the St. Elias Center. He performed under the open sky with the dramatic St. Elias mountain range as the backdrop. So what about Steve and his music? Finding the right words to describe Steve's style of music is tricky. Luckily, a description on the web hits it right on. Mildly demented folk rock, with a massive repertoire encompassing everything from goofy answering machine messages to love ballads both romantic and regretful. Steve is regarded as one of the most talented and prolific songwriters of our time. As a solo artist, he often performs acoustic-only, good old-fashioned sing-along shows. His songs have been noted for their simple melodies, improvisational skills, and satirical lyrics. His live shows captivate audiences with a mix of singing, humorous storytelling, shredding, and the occasional spoken word rants, which have been known to create quite a stir. He can take an audience from laughter to tears and back again in the space of the same song. Steve was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, but has lived most of his life in Southern California, and those geographic poles are quite likely responsible for his unhinged genius. He is a dual citizen, but has often said that, should a hostage situation arise, I become conveniently Canadian. He is a founding member of the indie rock band The Rugburns and is best known for his collaborations with singer Jewel. You Were Meant for Me was written by Jewel and Steve and performed by Jewel on her first album in 1996. It became a hit and reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and went to number 1 on the Adult Contemporary chart for a single week. According to Wikipedia, Steve has released 10 albums. He also writes music for movies. His songs regularly appear in television shows and the odd commercial. Well then, enough chattering. Please enjoy Steve Poltz live in Haines Junction.
Thank you so much for welcoming me to Haines Junction. I've already had a good time. Sue cooked us the most amazing dinner. We had these snap peas with avocado in it and homemade bread and all kinds of good stuff. And I'm headed to Atlin tomorrow, which should be beautiful. Oh, and I want to thank my friend Gordy Tentries. He loaned me his gold minivan over there. And I drove at a reasonable speed. And I was warned that you guys have the roads go like that, so I thought they were, I was told by Evelyn they were potholes, but it was actually, the road just flat out sinks. Yeah, you called them potholes, so I was like, oh, there's no potholes, this is good. And then I was going along about 120 and the van just got airborne. So I slowed down a little bit. And we are recording the show. Thank you to Dieter from Germany. His team made the World Cup finals. He's actually the coach of the German team. He's just doing sound on the side.
I love girl, girl love me. It not all it crack up to be. Soda pop, radio on, dedicate my girl a song. Gone are days of simple things. Got to buy baby diamond rings. Keep it simple, just don't brag. Got to be high speed, low drag. And the Impala of my love, doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, baby. Coffee pot is so bilingual. Self-help books on being single. Everything today is so high-tech. Why can't we just park by the lake and neck? And the Impala of my love, doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, love in the 21st century. Such confusion, such mystery. Where's my modem? Where's my mother? Fax incoming. Whoa, brother. Stars are out. You look fine. Empty clothes, empty bottle of wine. You got nice gams, that's French fillets. Let's cook in the back, baby, like a cup of poached eggs. And the Impala of my love, doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, baby of my love. Doo-wop, doo-wop, baby, yeah.
Thank you. To get a picture of this. My mom and dad are in Southern California right now. They would like this. They're in the desert in Palm Springs. It's like 120 degrees today. I need a picture with that Canadian flag when it's open.
Taking off for the summer from everything I have to do. All the noises and the bummers. Gonna spend some time with you. Cause it's the sun inside you. Melts my heart. Lights up a room, gives me a jump start. With the sun inside you, I'm never alone. Warms my soul and it feels like home. Yeah, it feels just like home. When we met, We were kids, just a couple of little punks. I remember down at the shore, running in the ocean with no swimming trunks. Yeah, we were running naked. 'Cause it's the sun inside you melts my heart, lights up a room, gives me a jump start. With the sun inside you, I'm never alone. Warms my soul and it feels like home. Yeah, it feels just like home. Look at you, all grown up, making a life in your newfound place. Even though we're apart, I feel you with me in this crazy rat race. Yeah, you're always with me. 'Cause it's the sun inside you melts my heart, lights up a room, gives me a jump start. With the sun inside you, I'm never alone. Warms my soul and it feels like home. Yeah, it feels just like home.
Thank you.
A lightning flash across the sky. I'm looking in your hazel eyes. I'm looking for something, but I can't find it. Got my name, I fell from grace. I've been gone so long, I don't know this place. Don't know anyone, I don't know your face. It's an ink-blot world, a Rorschach test. You make your way, you try the best you can. You remind me who I am. Could die just sitting here, a broken heart, a wayward tear, an airplane gone astray. I intend to love, I can't help but run. Where did all this fear come from? I wonder when it will leave me. It's an ink-blot world, a Rorschach test. You make your way, you try the best you can. You remind me who I am. You remind me who I am. Chest of drawers upon the porch. You're in the back like a tiki torch. You're burning fast, you're burning hot. And I've been singing songs so long, and songs that sounded good alone aren't sounding the way I want them. It's an ink-blot world, a Rorschach test. You make your way, you try the best you can. You remind me who I, your fingers finger into mine. Holding hands, we pass the time 'cause we can. You remind me who I am.
I made this record in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm going to do a song off of this. And I made it with my friend Joel Plaskett. And so I was in Iowa at the time, and I had just written this song. And so I called up Joel, and he said, come make this record in my studio. So I sang him this song from a phone booth in Iowa. And then Joel got his wife, Becky, to do the cover artwork, and I made the whole record at Plaskett's studio in Dartmouth. He said to me, where did you write that? I said, I just wrote it when I was in Yosemite, and now I'm in Iowa. Just finished eating some pancakes. And he said, sing it again. So I did. So here's the song. You guys can pretend you're Joel. Here goes.
I'll be around to see if you would like a chance for love again. From ocean to desert sand, we'll travel across the world because it's been laying in our hand. Wherever we lay down our bed, roses are home. We don't need much, we've got it made. We'll travel the world somehow. Forgotten tops to cityscapes, we're in our dream house now. I've been a lonely gypsy, your looking mother hipsy. Follow you till I'm tipsy, from San Diego to Poughkeepsie. I've been broken heart. Let's get this party started. Our ship has not departed from San Diego to the planets that they have not charted. A chance for love again. We'll travel the world somehow. From mountain tops to cityscapes, we're in our dream house now. We're in our dream house now. We're in our dream house now.
This is a song that I wrote with Jewel in Mexico. Yay, Mexico. Yay, Jewel. And I was up in Homer, Alaska. And we decided we would fly down to Mexico to go surfing. And so we went down to Baja, California. And it was beautiful. We drove and drove and drove. And then we ended up in a place called Bahia de San Luis Gonzaga. Bay of Gonzaga. And there was an airstrip where they flew in illegal drugs, it looked like. And there were skull and crossbones on the airstrip saying, keep out. So I kept driving. Kept driving and driving. It was nighttime. And there was a full moon. Fog. You couldn't see anything except an old motel. And it looked like the Bates Motel from Psycho. And there was nobody behind the desk. And I rang a bell and a bat flew out. The desktop was dusty. So we broke into one of the rooms and fell asleep on a king-size bed with Mexican blankets. And then when we woke up in the morning, we realized we were in paradise. Bahia de San Luis Gonzaga. Beautiful white sand and coral blue waters. And Jewel said to me, let's go whale watching. And I said, I would love to do that, but I don't have a boat. And then almost as if on cue, four Mexican federales came down, and they had silver things shoved in their belts, and it was guns. And they came up, and it was like they were in a kind of an old Clint Eastwood Western, and you could hear the music, the soundtrack by Ennio Morricone. You could see the heat rising off of the sand. And they came walking right up to us, and they said, would you guys like to go whale watching? And I looked at them with their guns, and I said, no. And Jewel said, yes. And they said, we have a boat. Come out on the boat with us. So we went out on the boat, and Jewel was wearing a yellow bikini, and she looked so good. And then they said, we're out here looking for drug smugglers. And they got a call on their radio and said, we were in the middle of the ocean. They said, we don't have time to take you back to shore. There could be a shootout. Would you guys like an AK-47? And I was listening to a lot of Snoop Dogg at the time. And I said, hell yeah, Dre. Give me an AK, bitch. And Jewel said, no, I believe in angels. And the boat was going across the water. And then I was holding an AK-47, and she saw these guys running on this island they were going to catch, and she said, excuse me, can I get an AK-47 too? So they gave her an AK-47. And she had the strap of it around her, and she was wearing a yellow bikini top, and the boat was bouncing slowly, and her hair was blowing back, and she looked like she was Uma Thurman in a Quentin Tarantino film. And then they caught the slowest drug smuggler. Which I don't understand why you drug smugglers don't get Stairmasters and work out. Because this guy was fat and out of shape, and he should have done a little hiking or something. Maybe he should have come up to Haines Junction, gone cross-country skiing in the winter, and then gone hiking in the summer to stay in good shape. But they caught the fattest, slowest drug smuggler, and he told them where all the weed was buried. There was over 50 tons of marijuana, Mexican dirt weed, and the cops had me carry it onto their big boat, and they arrested all these guys. And then the guys were looking at me like I stole their weed, and they were going to kill me. And then we got back to shore, and we went to get off of the boat, and I said to the cop, what's going on? And he said, this is the largest drug bust we've had in years. And I said, well, cool, what are you going to do? And he said, we're going to have a party. So I said, okay, you guys have a party. I'm going to get out of here. And then Jewel grabbed me, and then the guy said, Esteban, ven aquí, which means Steve, come here. And I said, what? And he said, take some. And I said, take some of the pot? And he said, si, take some. And I said, no way, man, I'll go to jail. This is a setup, dude. And then he opened up a switchblade, and it was glistening in the sunlight. And he said, I said, take some, ese. And my heart was beating, and Jewel dug her fingernails into me. She said, you better not take any. And I looked at Jewel and I said, Jewel, a man with a badge and a gun in Mexico is telling me to take some pot. It's like the Pope is telling me to take some pot. And then he stabbed open one of the kilos and you could smell the Mexican dirt weed wafting up through your nostrils. And I said, all right, I'll take a whole kilo. So I took it. And then he said to me, let's take some pictures. So we took pictures, and they're on the internet. If you type in Jewel drug bust photos, you'll see us with a bunch of pot shoved into a black Suburban behind us, holding guns, drinking Corona beers with our arms around the cops in Mexico. My mom was so proud of me. And then we left, and I was walking back to the hotel room, and she said, you have to give that kilo of weed away. You cannot take it back over the border into the United States. And I said, okay, I'll give it to the first person I see. And there was an 80-year-old woman cooking spaghetti sauce, Mexican woman. And I said, excuse me, miss, ¿cómo se llama? And she said, my name is Maria. And I said, would you like this marijuana? And she said, sí, for my glaucoma y my arthritis. So she took it and she opened up the kilo and poured it into the spaghetti sauce and stirred it around real slow. And then she said, hasta luego. And we walked away and went back to our room. Then I realized there was a Mormon youth group coming down for a spaghetti feed later that day. And I said, I should inform these people that there's going to be pot in the spaghetti sauce, because I know Mormons do not drink alcohol or smoke tobacco for sure, or caffeine. They probably would not want cannabis in their spaghetti feed. And Jewel said to me, let's just go to sleep. Leave it alone. You've gotten us in enough trouble already. So I went to sleep, and I woke up at 1 in the morning, and there were strange noises outside my room. And I walked outside, and all the youth group, they were playing Frisbee half naked and reenacting Lord of the Flies. So I didn't know what to do, so I went back to bed. And then when I woke up in the morning, there was one guy, and he was in his Mormon missionary clothes with a white shirt and a thin black tie, and the waves were coming in, and he looked like he could drown. He was asleep next to a goat. So I woke him up, and I said, mister, you could drown. And he said, thank you very much. And his hair was perfect. And he sat up, and he said, I owe you a favor. I will never forget this. And he shook my hand, and I said, don't worry about it. He said, no, you saved my life. And I said, no big deal. Come see me play a show sometime in San Diego. And he said, what's your name? And I said, Steve Pultz. And I said, what's yours? And he goes, Mitt Romney. And I said, nice to meet you. This was back in 1999. Then I went back to the hotel room, and I woke Jewel up, and that's where we wrote this song on a drug bust in Mexico. Now, the only part about the story that isn't true, obviously, is the last name, but it just sounds so good in it. The rest of the whole story is true, and that's where this song was written. I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks, make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. I wipe the spots up of the mirror. Don't leave the keys in the door. Never put wet towels on the floor anymore. Dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Called my ma, but she was out for a walk. Consoled a cup of coffee, but it didn't want to talk. Picked up the paper, it was more bad news. More hearts being broken, more people being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain.
saw a movie, but it wasn't the same. It was happy, I was sad. It made me miss you, oh so bad, 'cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me, and I was meant for you. Go about my business, I'm doing fine. Besides, what would you say if I had you on the line? Same old story now, much to say. Hearts are broken every day. Oh yeah. Brush my teeth, I put the cap back on. I know you hate it when I leave the light on. I pick a book up and I turn the sheets down. I take a drink and a good look around. I put on my PJs and I hop into bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. Tell myself it'll all be alright. Shouldn't think anymore tonight, 'cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and soon I know you will see you were meant for me. I was meant for you. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
So that whole story is true, except for one line. It's crazy, right? You can find those pictures online. They're fun to look at. Well, I've had a nice time playing songs. I'm going to do one more song, take a short break, come back and play another set. I love you all. We can shake hands, hug. You guys can get drinks back there. You guys selling drinks back there? What do you got? Beer? And they look like nice girls selling the beer. What are your names? You're the sales girls. Alex and Savannah? Selling the beer. Cool.
Yeah.
Van and Alex, kicking it on, doing the function all the way down, hanging out at Haines Junction. Yeah, kicking it on. Savannah and Alex, kicking it on, doing the function all the way down, hanging out at Haines Junction. Yeah, kicking it on. Savannah and Alex, getting funky in the back, selling sodas and beers. That's the way it's gonna be tonight, Jack. Yeah. Taking it low, kicking it old school at Haines Junction with Savannah and Alex. They're working at the St. Elias function, singing Steve. Not at Haines Junction. Yeah. Kicking it on. Savannah and Alex, kicking it on, doing the function all the way down, hanging out at Haines Junction.
Yeah. Hanging out at Haines Junction. Hanging out at Haines Junction in the Secret Witness Protection Program. Hiding from the Mafia, Savannah and Alex. Sing it again, Steve.
Out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Kicking it on. Savannah and Alex. Kicking it on. Doing the function all the way down. Hanging out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Savannah and Alex. Savannah. With Justin Bieber, hanging out at the function, it's St. Elias, Haines Junction, singing Steve.
Out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Kicking it on. Savannah and Alex, kicking it on, doing the function all the way down, hanging out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Savannah and Alex, taking it old school. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How you gonna eat your pudding if you don't eat your meat? All in all, you just ate another brick in the wall.
Out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Kicking it on. Savannah and Alex. Kicking it on. Doing the function all the way down. Hanging out at Haines Junction.
Yeah.
Kicking it on. Savannah and Alex. Kicking it on. Doing the function.
This is Jam Live, and you are listening to a performance by Steve Poltz, recorded under the open sky in Haines Junction, Yukon.
All right. This is a little four-string tenor guitar that my friend won in a poker game. It's got story behind it.
Well, I think I'm gonna be alright, I'm gonna be alright. If I can hold on halfway through this night. There's times I'm lost, I feel so low, and I wanna see the afterglow. I think I'm gonna be alright, I'm gonna be alright. Where the night bird sings a sad and lonely song, whistling a tune on a wire hanging over a lawn. Can pierce my soul down to the core, to the sadness seeps from my pores. Nightbird sings a sad and lonely song. A train and I'll ride somewhere tonight. I don't care where I go, I just wanna get out of sight. Watch the scenery and the stars go by. Let the tears wash my cloudy eyes. Wanna hop a train and I'll ride somewhere tonight. Now there's bad weather deep inside my head. The ocean's rough and the waves are full of dread. It's gonna pass if I just hang tight. I believe everything is gonna be alright. There's bad weather deep inside my head. Will I pray that it never comes to this, my friend? Me all alone, just hoping that it's the end. Maybe standing up high with my feet on a ledge and my life barely hanging onto the edge. I pray that it never comes to this, my friend.
I just did the soundtrack to this movie called Running Wild, The Life of Dayton O'Hyde. Dayton O'Hyde is an 88-year-old cowboy from Hot Springs, South Dakota, who has a wild Mustang sanctuary. He's really cool. He's written 20 books, books of poetry, fiction. He was best friends with the great cowboy Slim Pickens. He was in World War II. He went bowling with the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, the great boxer. He was a photographer for Life magazine. And the documentary is all about his life because he's so interesting, and he has a wild Mustang sanctuary with wild horses, 600 of them, that he protects. And he's been given a name by the Lakota Indian tribe called Protector of the Ceremonies. But I was being interviewed on this radio station out of New York City called WFUV. And the director of the film heard me and tracked me down. Ended up having me write the music to the whole film. And I got the film here tonight. And it got into a bunch of film festivals last year. And right when the credits roll, you'll hear this song. I made it up for him. His nickname is Hawk. And this is called Song for Hawk.
Strolling across the pastures and beyond, one old cowboy sings his song. Through the ashes, clouds, and grain, hear the lonely whistle of that train. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams these old eyes can read. Wild horses and the full moon tides, what a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely. South Dakota summer rain cool the buffalo out on the plain. And as he rides into the night, the silhouettes are dancing by the fire. Faded postcards and the memories, all the telegrams these old eyes can read. Wild horses in the full moon tide, what a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely. his work is never done, and he rises each day with the timing of the sun. It's getting harder now to write, but his body keeps on moving like a hawk he glides. Faded postcards and the memories, oh, the telegrams these old eyes can read. Wild horses in the full moon tides, what a lovely ride for a hawk that glides, what a lovely. What a lovely ride for a hawk that glides. What a lovely ride.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Here's a song I made up one day when I was looking for a word to rhyme with luck, stuck, and buck. So I came up with the obvious rhyme, which is John Cruck. John Cruck was a baseball player who played for the Philadelphia Phillies, the Chicago White Sox, and my team that I root for, the San Diego Padres. And he used to get pizzas delivered in the middle of the game. Has a big gut. Drinks beers, smokes cigarettes. Had a mullet, like a hockey haircut. And he had testicular cancer. So he had one of his balls chopped off, and then he went on the David Letterman show, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, "If you don't play by my rules, I'm going to take my ball and go home," which I thought was pretty funny. So that's who John Cruck is, my favorite baseball player. And I wrote this song with Jewel, and we didn't write this one on the drug bust. We wrote it somewhere else. I think we wrote it in San Diego in the back of her Volkswagen van. It's called Silver Lining. Muffins in the toaster, I got my raspberry jam. Grandpa was a sailor, and he came into this land, and he was looking for gold, a pretty hand to hold, some cards to fold. At least that's what I've been told. Silver lining, silver lining, where you go. Turn on my TV, they got talking heads in space. It used to be so easy to have a little faith. I used to rely on luck, turn on this buck. I didn't feel so stuck, I didn't limp around like John Cruck. Silver lining, silver lining, where you go? Used to have hope, now we got soap on a rope. Used to have dreams, now we got
overpaid baseball teams. We got grocery baggers, graffiti taggers, golf ball shaggers. Go, team, go. Silver lining, silver lining, where'd you go? My landlord knocks upon my door, and she's got that payday face. I swear to God she should be paying me to live inside this place. It's filled with sharks and fins, with double chins to say, thicken your skin if you wanna win. Silver lining, silver lining, where'd you go? Fix myself some herbal tea, 'cause it's healthier, they say. Well, healthier ain't half as fun. I take a cold beer any day. I used to have dysfunctional fun and a cancerous son, with my codependent hun eating greasy, greasy hot dogs on a buttered up bun. Silver lining, silver lining, where'd you go? Silver lining, silver lining, where'd you go?
So, I was traveling around Ireland and I was hitchhiking, and I ended up riding a bike around the south, around the Ring of Kerry. And I went into a pub and I heard this girl sing this song, and it was so beautiful. I recorded it and then I learned it. And I'm going to sing it for you tonight. It's so old, this song, they don't even know who wrote it. But it was written from the point of view of an IRA soldier's widow, who longs for her long-lost lover who was killed. And here goes. It was written in a Mixolydian scale, and it's got a neat, haunting melody. Said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long till our wedding. Then she stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. And finally I watched her move here and move there.
Then she went her way homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the evening glides over the lake. I did dream that my young love came in so softly. She entered that her feet made no din. Then she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long till our wedding day. It will not be long, 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 till our wedding day. It will not be long till our wedding day.
You have been listening to Steve Poltz, recorded under the open sky in Haines Junction, Yukon. We recorded this performance on July 10th, 2014. This show was brought to you by Junction Arts and Music, written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am your host, Jolene Billwiller. If you enjoyed this show, you will find many more on our website. Go to junctionjam.ca and click on Jam Live. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.